just maybe timing the situation and the score and how the flow of the game was going, and we weren't really making them. That was, like you said, probably more ill-advised than bad, because everybody was open that shot when I watched the film. So I think they were more, like you said, ill-advised.
You learn from a road trip like you just had that you can use now that you've played six of your next seven here at home?
I think it was a good environment for our freshmen to be able to play before heading into Big Ten season. Because, like you said, I don't think we go on the road again until Big Ten play. So they needed that game where they weren't. It wasn't neutral. It was actually in a real away game with a hostile environment, because that was a good turnout, probably better than we expected at Virginia Tech. So I think it was good for them to be able to experience that.
Second half, you fall behind by 17 points and then go on that 16-2 run. Adam was just talking about how you and him were both kind of affected with the pick and roll. What was working with that, and then also just at the defensive end of the floor?
Well, their big man wasn't communicating with Green on where the screen was coming, and I noticed that, so I exploited it. Also, they like to go bump and under, and I was shooting the ball really well, so I was able to get to where I wanted to on the floor with them doing that, and I'm just shoot right over them. So that helped too. And then as that my aggressiveness started to turn on, then I was able to get Woody on some rolls and stuff like that. So for the situation and how they were playing us and the scoring, the time, it was a really good time for that to start clicking.
As a player, when it's going like that, you guys are missing shots and they're going down and dunking or laying up, what's that feeling like on the floor?
You don't really realize it after you miss a shot and you see them going. And I think that was the problem. I think that's why we kept shooting, because you're not thinking about that when you're going up for a shot. You're thinking you're going to make it. So you're not worried about them running it back down your throat. But once you do miss and you see the long rebounds and stuff like that, then you kind of got to find a way to put that into effect on your next shot. But I mean, they're just like us. They want to push the ball, and they were really pushing it. And we took some, like you said, ill-advised shots, and that kind of hurt us, especially when we got back into the game.
How much of a concern has rebounding been just in general for you guys?
It's been a struggle. The guards, we got to rebound more. I feel like I did a fairly good job rebounding in the last game. But still got to make it a team effort, and it's something we're working on, but I think we'll be all right.
You were talking earlier about trying to get Adam involved. When he's on the floor, like in the first half, he gets in early foul trouble, then suddenly Gabe gets in foul trouble, and then you're playing small the rest of the half. Second half, he manages to stay on the floor. You get him involved, and you guys are making that run. Just how much of a difference does that provide when he's able to be out there?
That makes a big difference, because you got a true five-man on the court, somebody that's physical. He gets people open really well with his screening ability. And he has a high basketball IQ, and he's able to pass the ball really well. So when they were double-teaming him, it was kind of tough on them at the beginning of the game until he got in foul trouble. So he was just passing right out of it, and it led to a lot of dunks and layups that were getting Whitey and Mel were getting a lot of dunks off of that. And that was really hurting him, but then he got in foul trouble. So that's just that right there. They would have had to either make a change, or I think they would have really struggled in that game trying to still double the post every time we gave it to them. So.
7 games in, have things gone the way you've expected with some of the offensive lulls you guys have experienced?
Are you saying, am I expecting us to shoot bad?
Yeah, where you guys have those tough shooting stretches.
I don't think we expect to shoot like that, but we haven't shot well all season long, so I'm not really worried about our offense. I'm too talented to be worried about our scoring. We're still scoring a lot of points, even with the bad shooting. We just got to play. We got to continue to stay locked in on defense like we were the first 5 to 6 games, and continue to rebound. Because we played really good D on Wichita State. If you really played close attention, we had trouble rebounding. So if we can continue playing defense the way we did the first 6 games, we'll be all right. I'm not really too worried about our scoring. So.